Guys, we are so glad to be with you here at Passion Radio 95.7 FM as we continue with our Vision Beyond 2020. Got a precious friend on the phone with us today. I introduced her in our last break, but she's the chairman of our international board. Her name is Bronwyn Scott. We've had the incredible privilege of traveling with Bronwyn globally. We've been to India. We've been to Kenya. We've been to Central America. Of course, we've worked in Cape Town and here in the United States together as well. Bronwyn, welcome back. You know, when we look back over the 35 years of ministry that we've been sharing now, there are so many stories, so many testimonies of lives being impacted with the gospel. Perhaps you've got one you'd share with our audience today.
Stan, I do. I have many, but one that really touches my heart because it's part of this year. In 2015, when you guys came to South Africa to do our production at Artscape with different multiple folk from different cities, we had a guy that came from Cape Town, and he was just going to be one of the guys. He said, I cannot speak, because I asked him to be a disciple. He said, as long as I don't speak, if I just stand on the stage, I'm fine. I said, that is fine. He says, because, you know, and he told me his story. He had come from a traumatic background and a traumatic incident, and he could barely speak. He couldn't even speak on the cell phone. As soon as somebody spoke to him, he clammed up. He couldn't speak. So he just sat on the stage. He played the role of Thaddeus. The next year, he said, you know, as I was going through it, I really got to enjoy this. Maybe I can say two or three words. And he played Bartholomew, and he said a couple more words. The next year, he played Bartholomew again, and you could just see that he was really getting into it. The fourth year, he played the role of Peter, and that is the main disciple. Lots of lines, lots of acting, lots of emotion. And this year, 2020, if we had done the production, he was going to play the role of Jesus. I mean, he's going to go on and play it in 2021, but he plays the role of Jesus now. He is an incredible witness for many of the folk who are in the ministry. He disciples the disciples. You can just see he talks to them. He equips them. He's part of our board now. And this is what Passion Play Ministries has done for him. I mean, he is so on fire. He tells everybody he meets about this ministry. He really believes in it. And he has come out of himself. There's been a lot of healing, a lot of restoration, a lot of transformation. And this is the power of this ministry, to equip, to change people's lives, to make them find a niche in the world, and to have confidence in themselves and the ability to do things. It's incredible. You will never believe that this was the same man.